Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. And we all just got past that series of fixed squares, and soon enough there's going to be 4 to 6 planets in the fixed signs. And the fixed signs are great when you have something huge to do, like a big project, but sometimes you don't get a choice. Sometimes the big projects come to you, or things reach a turning point where you just have to take care of them, like, you know, the closet shelves falling down and you have to pick things up and sort through things. It gives you a chance to sort through what you need and what you don't need. The sun is in Taurus, and here it's about luxuries. It's about what grounds you, not flighty stuff. You know, it brings us down to reality. We have to count our pennies. We have to look for good prices. And this is a big change since we had all those planets in the sign of Pisces, which is anything but grounded and doesn't like to focus in on minutia, but the big picture. And now that the South Node is in the sign of Virgo, we really benefit from focusing on the minutia, to focusing on the details, to getting organized. And so that's a good thing, because actually Venus today is at 29 degrees, the theta degree, and this is where everything kind of builds up. And you have to take care of stuff. You have to face stuff. You have to figure things out. The moon in Gemini, Jupiter in Gemini, say, you know, ask questions, make inquiries, figure things out, learn something new that you didn't know. Pluto is about to go retrograde, and he's going to go back to his underground lair, deep in Middle Earth, where he's only going to be nagging you from behind, let's say. When planets go retrograde, we don't really forget that they're there. We don't really forget what happened. We don't forget their influence, but it's more of a something that's on your mind, or that you know that's there. It's almost like if you had lost something, you're always thinking about that. Where's my keys? And even though you don't find the keys, you're always like kind of subconsciously looking for them. Or if you lost a pet or a family member, it's not that you forget them, you know, but you kind of remember them at different times. So that's what it's like when Pluto goes retrograde. Those deep wounds that Pluto brings, those dire circumstances that you have to handle something right here, right now, the end has come. Those go underground because Pluto's going to go retrograde. Now he's slowing down. So we've already like had this huge compilation of the sun squaring Pluto, squaring Mars, Mars opposing Pluto, and these fixed signs. And so it changes the tempo a little bit. Now you're more aware, you're more careful. When something happens, you're going to handle it right away. You're not going to let it drag on and on and on, which of course, dare I say, is a Pisces thing. But again, now that all the planets are moving out of the sign of Pisces, we're more engaged, we're more active, because all the planets are moving into the sign of Aries, a more active, take care of things right now, immediacy type of energy that's coming up, because we don't want to face that fixed wall, those blockages, or not knowing what to do. Anyway, that's what I have for today. You can read more in your daily horoscopes on my website, or you can sign up for my mini horoscopes that I do post on my social media accounts and are on my blog, which you can have delivered to your email if you want. Have a wonderful day.